Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Diva of Days of Our Lives blog talk radio show tonight. We have Anna.
Hello.
And myself, Rose. Hi there.
Hello, Rose.
And Diva and Marianne can't make it tonight, so it's just us two, real quick. We haven't had a show. We haven't had a show.
It might be a short show.
It might be a real short show. Yeah.
I haven't seen much in the last few weeks. It might be a good thing.
I do want to shout out their Twitters, their Twitter handles, and that is at Mary Mama Hooch, at Mama underscore Hooch, and at Diva of D-O-O-L, Days of Our Lives. And also want to give a special shout out to Amy Hapke, who broke her arm last week.
And, oh, no. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Bob finally got her scheduled for surgery, thankfully. Yay. So Monday, our thoughts and are definitely with both of them.
Oh yeah, definitely. Oh, thanks for the heads up. Oh
yeah,
shout out to at Bob Hapke as well.
Oh yeah. He's working hard to help take care of her, and
so just wanted
to give a special shout out to them.
Yeah, thanks for the heads up. So hopefully everything will be okay. We need our Amy and Bob Hapke.
Yes, definitely. Definitely. So we haven't done a Saturday show in quite a few weeks here, I'm noticing.
Oh, really? I've been out of town for a few weeks, so I have no idea what's been going on. But anyway,
good.
I guess the last
22nd
one we had,
of November.
Oh, wow. That long.
Yeah.
Well, we did have a nice chat with Lauren Coswell and James Reed on December 2nd, so that was fun.
Yes.
They're awesome.
Yes, that was a really fun one.
Yeah, and it was fun to hear James Reed's real voice. He has a very sexy voice. And just get to know him a little better, you know? That was really fun. And of course, Laura's always awesome. But it was really nice to get to know James Reed more, you know? So yeah, they were a pleasure. They were a lot of fun, so.
I hope everybody's been having a great holiday.
I don't know. I don't know if I'd call mine a great holiday so far. But anyway, it is the season. I've just been, traveling a lot. But anyway, so I have honestly, full disclosure, not seen but about 30 minutes of the show in the last few weeks. So I've heard things. I've heard mostly not so good things for the most part, but I don't know. I don't know. Have you been enjoying it?
I've been watching it.
Not like with toothpicks holding your eyes open, eyelids open.
Every day I've been watching it.
Okay.
So definitely been watching. Hey, you know what? Jennifer's wardrobe has gotten actually pretty good.
Oh, I was just gonna ask. Did Jennifer come back from helping her mother Laura off screen? And did she bring a new wardrobe? Maybe her mother took her out shopping afterwards.
Yeah, maybe Laura took her out shopping because she's had like three really nice dresses back to back. And
oh, good.
I don't know. Maybe Jen Jen or Jamie, they're in the chat room. Maybe one of them can answer the question. I'm thinking, did Melissa Reeves cut her hair? Because it looks cute. Her look on Friday was adorable. But it looked like her hair was really short. So.
I would be
surprised.
She's always
and,
had that trademark long hair. But
yeah, I don't know if it was just pulled back or the hairstyle was made to look that way.
I'm banking on it being styled that way. I'm not banking on her having cut her hair real short.
Yeah, me neither. But I think it's cute. The look on Friday was just adorable.
Well, let's just check it out on Friday still.
Yeah, Jen says she thinks she cut it too from the looks of it on Friday. Because you got a good shot from the back, and it's like shoulder length now. It's really cute. It's a real cute haircut.
Maybe. Maybe she did.
Yeah, but she's had three dresses back to back that were just, they were, I liked it. They were cute ever since she got back from Laura.
Yeah, I'm thinking maybe her mother told her her outfit sucked and told her to go out and buy some new clothes. I don't know.
Now, Abby had Abby didn't have much of a wardrobe the last time we talked.
was she in bed with Ben again?
Yeah, I mentioned the last time we had a show, I mentioned that we didn't have to deal with much wardrobe for Abby or Ben.
I thought Ben was nice and it was kind of cute and everything, but I just wish I saw chemistry between the two of them. I just really don't see the chemistry. But it's nice. I mean, it is nice to have a young couple that has some romance going and all, and he has some depth to him in terms of the history that he's had and all. But I still don't. I'm not as into them as I thought I would be.
Yeah, I'm not all that into them either. we've had quite a few bed scenes recently, not just with Abby and Ben. I'll fill you in on that part in a little bit. Abby seems to have taken over Jennifer's wardrobe. What did you see with her dress?
She's been playing in Mommy's closet while Mommy was gone. Is that the deal?
I guess, yeah. The clothes that we have seen her in, she's been raiding Mom's closet. But Jennifer's clothes have been absolutely gorgeous. So,
cool.
No complaints there. So, yeah. I'm not too thrilled with the Ben and Abby thing anymore. I'm just not into it. I tend to zone out when they come on. But the other one that out of the way, and that's Chad and Jordan.
Oh, yeah, Jordan.
They had a bed scene.
Rolls eyes.
Yeah, they went to bed together this week.
I don't know. I haven't seen those scenes. I'd probably fast forward it to them, but Billy Flynn's great with everybody, but unfortunately, the only person I don't think he has chemistry with on the whole set, male or female, is Jordan. So, I don't know.
Well,
and of course, that's what they put together, so go figure.
Here's my opinion on the whole thing, and that is that Jordan took so long to get into bed with Rafe. She was such a good girl, and I put that in quotations, you know, she played such a good girl. How the speed that they have thrown Jordan into bed with Chad has been totally out of character for the character that we know of Jordan.
Right.
I mean, it was almost instant, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, they've only gone
on
a couple of dates. And I think they did go on a date. Like I said, I kind of zone out about the storyline itself.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's just her and Rafe, they had this thing going for a while, and then now it's Chad, and it just seems to be almost like an instant. I would expect that out of other characters on the show, but Jordan wasn't like that. That wasn't in her nature, though.
Yeah, it's true. I don't know.
And I don't know what Chad wants from Jordan. I haven't figured that out. But
sex, maybe? I don't know.
I don't
just know. A guess. No, I'm just kidding. No, yeah, he's got some sort of hidden agenda, probably. I don't know.
There's got to be some kind of hidden agenda there. It was just way too fast that they jumped into bed together.
Yeah.
So.
Either it's that or it's a plot device or something. I don't know.
Anyway. I mean, I don't know. And I don't know if, maybe it's because we all know that Jordan has already left the show. I don't know. Maybe that's why.
Yeah.
But I'm just not into that that coupling.
Yeah, me neither. But I mean, you know, I mean, Billy Flynn's awesome, though. I mean, he's really talented. I really like him a lot.
The only reason the only reason I can see for having thrown those two into bed so fast is Race getting a storyline out of it. Race and Kate. Because obviously Race always had a vendetta against the Demiras, and now Jordan's sleeping with one. So.
Yep.
So.
Good point. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, so now Jordan's sleeping with a Demira, and it gives him another Demira to go after. So he's
and I think it's interesting. I think it's interesting too that Rafe is wanting to go after Clyde, supposedly to at least try to even the score for Jordan because he feels bad that Clyde came to town. You know, but yet I think it's kind of, I wonder if he's jealous of Clyde with Kate too. I don't know. Makes me wonder. It's like he wants to protect Jordan and he wants to protect Kate from that guy, from him. Or something.
It's like he still cares about both of them. Kate's teasing him though, because he showed up at the mansion on Friday and Kate would come home. He must be tied up. so she's really laying into Rafe about how Jordan's with Chad. And so, she's getting a few good lines in there this week. Melanie came back. We had a big story about that, which kind of ended pretty quickly, in my opinion, because I was really enjoying that story. But we found out that she was... played blackjack at a casino and counted cards and then had gone back into the casino. After she'd been thrown out, she'd gone back into the casino and counted the cards more and in disguise. So the casino people came after her and they threatened to beat up Brady, and Daniel and Nicole saved the day. As they were trying to kidnap her, and it was over in one episode. It was just that storyline was over.
Wow.
So,
I mean, she's still on the show, or was she just brought back to that quick story?
No, she's still there. And she's got some great stuff too. I mean, her and Teresa, that was a big one. That was a big one this week. They had a blowdown at the hospital. When they learned each other's names by accident. Because Teresa and her, they actually hit it off when they met at the hospital. And they found out they had so much in common. And then they went to exchange phone numbers. And they handed each other their phones. And when they handed them back and saw the names, it didn't go down pretty at that point.
So is Melanie upset with Teresa that she did Brady wrong and all that, or is that where it's coming from?
And what she did to Daniel, but yeah, what she did to Brady is the main focus there.
So interesting.
But the casino line.
I heard that Melanie and
Brady
were going to be together, and I
Next
always
week.
Thought of them as brother sister.
Next
type,
week,
you know?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I always thought brother
week,
sister friend dynamic. I didn't really think about a relationship. I mean, she's quite a bit younger than he is. I mean, he's what, 42 or something like that. She's like,
I don't think
22?
Brady's that old. I don't think he's that old. I think he's 30-something.
Well, on the show he might not be, but the actor is, I think.
I think the Chad, Melanie, Sonny, and Will, I think they're all really hard to tell whether they're, you know, they're like 25-ish.
And yeah, I think, yeah, maybe so.
And I think Brady should be about 30, 35 maybe, tops. So it's not more than 10 years, but it's real hard to tell time on that show. It's real hard to tell ages. So yeah. Jamie says she really likes her. She really liked Melanie with Philip, and I did too. I have to agree. That was definitely, I loved that one. I wish they'd bring Philip back about now. I've been saying that for how many years now? You can tell how exciting the show was.
Huh? With Jay Kenneth Johnson playing him, yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. So you can tell how exciting the show's been for me this week.
Yeah. And then I hear that
Kate
had some scenes.
Yes,
Clyde
and Kate. Those were some awesome scenes. That was some good stuff right there. They were the next one I was going to go into because they were the next set that went to bed together. and Rafe wasn't too thrilled about that one either.
Rafe's just upset because he's not getting any these days.
Rafe took that one though to Victor. He's that upset about Clyde.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't think he's hunting down Clyde for Jordan though. I think he's hunting down Clyde
for
because
Kate.
Of Kate. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that was
I'd
what
like
happened
to see them in a
found...
triangle. I think that would be fun to see them in a triangle. A good guy and a bad guy vying for Kate's affections. That'd be fun.
Because he went and made deals with Victor over the Clyde thing. He wants Clyde to help figure out where he wants Victor to help figure out Clyde's background and where he knows that Clyde's seedy somewhere. So he thinks that Victor can get better ropes on where he's at.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, Clyde went off on one of his on his goon this last week about money. He went off on him about money and said that, you know, either his goon is slacking or he's stealing it. So then you find out that, I don't know, it popped into my head while I was watching this week. I was thinking, well, wait a second. Clyde gave all that money to Ben for the apartment. And then Friday, he overheard Ben and Abby talking about a donation thing, a charity event that they're doing for the hospital that Jordan and Abby are doing for the hospital. And Clyde's going to make a huge anonymous donation to that through Abby. So I just have to start to wonder if Clyde is working for someone else. I mean, there's got to be something more here.
Yeah.
And maybe the money isn't just disappearing. Clyde's kind of reinvesting it somewhere else.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. Trying to blame the goon, but he's really the one siphoning it somewhere. Huh, interesting. Well,
Jamie says, Anna defends every man to fight over Kate, huh?
That's right. Hey, the more the merrier. Because Kate's that awesome, man.
I don't know. There's got to be something more here, because now all of a sudden, Clyde's going to give more money away by investing in Jordan's project at the hospital through Abby and keeping it anonymous so that Jordan doesn't find out that it came from Ben or from Clyde.
Right.
So I'm just starting to wonder if the money disappearing is because he keeps handing it off, you know, between Ben and this donation to the hospital.
Clyde as Secret Santa.
Clyde and Secret Santa, yeah. So, let's see, what else was there going on? Sonny and Will, that's the biggest story, though. I'm trying to save that one for last.
All right, okay.
Let's see, Nicole and Daniel, she's been getting closer to Daniel. They did aerobics, and... she kept hitting him in the head.
Do people still do aerobics?
Evidently, Nicole does.
Okay. Oh my gosh. So they're kind of like they've become the comic relief lately. Is that the deal?
I don't know. I don't know. I'd say I wouldn't say. I don't know. I don't know how to explain it.
Please tell me. Please tell me. Daniel wasn't wearing a 80s style headband.
No, no, there was no headbands involved. No headbands, no leg warmers.
Or no Richard Simmons shorts during the aerobic session. Okay, good. All right. Just wanted to make sure. Just checking.
Yeah. No headbands, no leggings. So no warm, you know. So yeah, and there's spoilers coming out that they're going to get even closer. But,
okay, I got a question about Kate and Victor.
I know. Okay, yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, no, because I was going into another storyline there.
Okay, sorry. Okay, so Kate and Victor. So Victor's basically like, something's going on with Chad. He's screwing Sunny over. And I'm going to be putting you in a prime position to basically turn the tables on Chad soon. So what's going on there? Do we know?
I don't think we know yet.
Okay.
Do you girls know in the chat room there? Jim,
Victor's highly
so.
Suspicious of Chad. You know, Chad's doing stuff at his father's bidding is what Victor's thinking. And Kate, he thinks that Kate's not
that one, yeah. Enough. Okay, yeah. Okay, I knew about that one, Jim. Thank you. Chad pulled a fast one over on Sunny is what happened. And we don't know how big of a fast one it is yet, but remember the new business that Sunny was opening?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, I thought that was to get Ben away from Abigail.
Well, you thought, but in the long run, you found out that the contract, because Victor read over the contract.
Uh-huh.
And in the long run, you found out that Sunny had written up this contract that if that $200,000 that Sunny needed to borrow for the other club, if it didn't turn a profit, Sunny will lose everything, including his entire vested interest in the coffee shop. Right? Huh. So we found that out. That's one of the secrets that Sunny's got there.
Okay.
And then the second secret Sunny's got, since we're already there, is Paul Nuria.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Baseball player, the gay baseball player that's in the closet.
Paul was an old major relationship of Sunny's. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and of course, in the meantime, he's also Paul is playing every girl at the hospital, including Teresa, who thinks he's hers, you know.
Uh-huh.
And Teresa's about to get a big surprise there. And girls in the chat room, my computer just restarted all on its own, so I'll get it back up and running in just a minute. I guess my computer decided to update while I was in the middle of this. Sorry.
Oh, it's okay.
I've been sitting here. I keep telling it, no, don't update.
I mean, the few times I've seen the show in the last, 3 weeks, it seems like there's a huge amount of flashbacks of Paul with Sunny and stuff. I guess.
Yeah, they have a major relationship, evidently.
Yeah.
Evidently, Sunny and Paul had a major relationship, but the problem with them keeping the relationship going was Paul was never going to come out of the closet.
Gotcha.
Because he doesn't have anybody in his family to support that kind of a decision, and like Sonny has his family, and it would ruin his career as a baseball player.
Okay. So, let me see.
And then we got to meet Derek very briefly. Derek was a bellhop, basically. I think I don't have Jim and Janie right now because my computer is still in the middle of the update, but he came to the room briefly and said hello to Paul and then left. We haven't seen much of him other than that, but supposedly he's going to play a part in the storyline too. I don't know. At least that's what I heard.
Derek.
I another guy oh. of some kind. He just okay. came to the oh. door.
Okay.
Anyway, but yeah, Sonny and then the editor for the magazine that Will worked for, Will's back. Uh-huh. Will just showed up this week.
Yeah.
Out of the blue.
Saw that with Ariana.
Yeah, he came back with Ariana. And the editor went over to Paul Nerita's hotel room and wants an exclusive. And trying to get the computer back up and running. Immediately after leaving the hotel room, she called Will to do the interview. So
of course.
So Will's going to be going and doing Paul Nerita's interview there. I think it was an exchange so that she didn't tell anybody about his shoulder surgery because he's trying to keep that on the quiet side.
Okay, gotcha.
And so she's going to get the exclusive interview with him through Will. And I don't know. I mean, that's really like to me. That's been a really exciting storyline compared to speaking to the rest of them. Because they're going to, I don't know, I mean, Will's going to do the interview, and Sonny is a major ex of Paul's, so.
Yeah. Oops. Oh, that should be, that must be interesting.
Some big fallout coming in here to this Wilson couple.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
I don't know. Paul really wants Sonny back. So I don't know. I mean, in the back of my head, which is never in the right place anyway. Huh?
He's going to sabotage him and set him up.
Yeah, in the back of my mind, I'm thinking Paul's going to sabotage
the marriage so that he can have Sonny back.
Exactly. So I think he deliberately wanted Will to be the person to do the thing. Because Paul had certain set restrictions on how he'd do the interview. And set ground rules. I'm thinking he's going to spill something on Will, make it look like he's, sleeping with him or something. And he set it up for Sonny to come borrow money from him for the, store for the instead of dad, so that the two see each other. Yeah, I don't know. I'm just thinking.
Yeah,
that
sounds like it.
Something here has got a something on the horizon.
Going on. Yep. Sounds like it.
So that should be interesting to keep an eye on.
Yeah.
And then we've got
How's she?
We've got the new girl. But she's a friend of Melanie's. She came back with Melanie.
And she's what going to be for Eric? Is that what I heard?
Selena? Yeah. They're actually kind of cute together.
Finally.
You love them.
I mean, Eric really needs to have somebody. I mean, if it wasn't going to be Nicole at this point, they kind of ruined that. So I want to see more of Eric, and I want to see him shirtless without Kristen.
We've seen quite a bit of him shirtless from past lives here this week. He's been shirtless with Selena. I think it's Selena or Serena. I think it's Selena.
Serena? Serena or Selena?
Serena. It's either Selena or Serena, but...
I think
they had a lot of bed scenes too, but they were all from their past.
Oh, so she is an ex girlfriend. I gotcha.
She's an ex girlfriend from Africa. They were in Africa together.
Oh, and then he became a priest. Okay.
And then he chose to become a priest, and she respected those wishes.
Oh, I see. Now he's no longer a priest.
Suddenly she comes home with Melanie.
I think I could get into that story then. I'm going to really key in on that one. That sounds good.
Yeah.
I mean, I want something for what's Greg Vaughn? I mean, he's been, in a way, so underutilized for what he could be, I mean, I know he's had some big stories, but he really hasn't gotten to do a lot in the romance department since he's been on. So it would be kind of nice to see Eric you know.
I actually liked the scenes with Eric and Selena, the new girl. And I liked the flashbacks as well. I mean, they seemed to do well together. So I'd
cool.
like to see more. You know, I don't know where this is going or anything.
Yeah.
I mean, I've read the interviews and stuff, so I'm a little worried, but, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
I like
Well, cool. Well, and then what about Hayden? Has Hayden been on in the last few weeks?
Yes, there's something deep and dark and brewing on that one. Yeah, something's going on that one. You know that they... You know that Hope found out that he... You saw that Hope and him found out, or Hope found out that they had originally suspected he was his wife, that he had murdered his wife.
Right.
And that was kind of quickly gone over and...
Uh-huh. And they went to bed.
Yeah. There's something on the horizon on that one. And right now, this last week, he's been very sketchy. His son was spilling, first when they were doing the Thanksgiving giveaway, which I have to say I was really disappointed in Thanksgiving this year. Were you?
I haven't watched it.
There was none. Other than Hope and Aiden going to the to hand out food.
Oh, okay.
There was no Thanksgiving.
Huh,
I mean,
yeah.
it's not like the year we watched Will, you know, tear apart Maggie's house or I mean nothing. So, you know, Maggie had invited all these people to her house, but we never really saw any of that. So, but we did see Hope and Aiden. They handed out food at the charity drive. And one of the elderly ladies recognized him. And screaming that he'd done bad, bad things. And she was silenced, and you kind of got a quick hint that he might have done something pretty bad, you know, or that she had seen it in the newspaper before. So, then you had on Friday we had Bree. I think it's called Bree, and that's the friend of Hope.
Oh yeah, she showed up again.
Mm-hmm. She showed up again, yeah, and she was talking to Kayla. Who, remind me to tell you something about Kayla, though. She was talking to Kayla.
Okay.
I'm almost into the chat room again. She was talking to Kayla about stuff, and she saw Hope and Aiden and said, is that the guy that Hope's going out with, basically? And she's like, yeah, why? And you can see this look. Anyway, the spoilers come out, and they've given us a hint that she knows something about Aiden as well.
Mm-hmm.
And Aiden is going to silence her. So, I mean, there's something here.
Mm.
There's something there that we don't know about. He went and confronted his son. He confronted his son about not talking about his mom's money anymore. And I could have swore way back when, I could have swore we talked about it. I could have swore there was somebody casted to play a character that had the name of his ex-wife.
Oh.
But that was a long time ago, so I don't remember now.
Yeah. Oh.
Anyway, there's something brewing there. So maybe the slump is coming back. Ooh, that's a good one. That's a good one, Jen. I don't know. That's a good theory.
What?
She says, do you think that Chase might have killed his mom?
Oh. Yeah.
And Aiden covered it up.
Protect him. Yeah. okay.
I don't know. There's something here that we're not seeing, but there's definitely something there because the clues are all out now, and there's more to the story than we thought we knew.
All is not what it seems.
All is not what it seems anymore.
He's still hot, and they're still cute together, so I hope it all works out. But they have to have some bumps in the road, right? All couples do.
Yeah, there's some kind of big bump here. There's a speed bump or something. I don't know. But and Jamie's saying she thinks that Bree killed her, so
That's interesting. Do you think Bree and him, do you think Aiden and Bree were involved or something at the time? And that's, just see, what I can't figure out is he's so darn cute and handsome. Here he's this lawyer. And I'm trying to figure out why did his wife hate him so badly? Why were they having all these problems? Was he cheating on her?
I know, I don't know.
Was she cheating on him? Or, you know, what? Because that's the thing that, I mean, they were always arguing and all, and like he told, if he told Hope the truth, he said they were always arguing and stuff. Well, what did he do that was so horrible, you know, as a person, you know, that his ex-wife would be there, or his wife would be, you know, saying all that to him?
Yeah.
That's my
I don't know.
Inquiring
I mean,
minds want to know.
We're finally getting to a point where we're going to start learning stuff, though, I think, anyway, I hope. So...
Well, we have Christmas in Salem coming soon, so that'll be fun. I always enjoy Christmas.
Yeah, that was a cute moment with, I have to say, that was a cute moment with Ben and Abby. And that
when they were talking about their traditions and stuff, and
they were talking about
cute.
Traditions, and Abby bought him a Christmas tree, and he was talking about all the Horton ornaments, so we got a glimpse of the Horton ornament ceremony will be coming, you know. And Jamie's saying that she thinks Bree killed her and that Bree was jealous of Aiden's wife, so she killed her because Bree is nuts. So.
Oh, it could be.
And then we do have, I don't know if you've heard yet or not, but we do have Teresa's mom, Kimberly, will be coming back for Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's the veteran actress.
Patsy Peace. I know she was saying she had. I thought I'd heard that she had filmed or something at some point.
Well, it just came out I think yesterday. I read it.
Cool.
I read it somewhere that it was her.
And then what were you gonna? What were
I don't
you gonna
have
say
any.
About
well,
Kayla?
I don't have any guarantees, but
yeah.
Oh, Kayla.
What were you gonna say about
Kayla?
Kayla
and Hope were Hope setting Kayla up on a date. Kayla has moved to online dating.
Oh boy.
So and she doesn't seem too thrilled about it, so she keeps saying, No, I'm not gonna do it, you know. But that was kind of a quick
That's
moment
fun.
That was kind of funny.
I hope Kayla gets more of a story. That'd be fun to see her more. Because, you know, love Mary Beth Evans. So that'll be fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was really excited to see her having a scene with Hope. So.
I'm trying to think. So John is off in Europe again, right? He's taken off.
Yeah.
Marlena's doing therapy.
And that was another thing is they called in JJ's, Jennifer called in a therapist for JJ, and I don't remember if it was Jamie or Jen, sorry, but one of them mentioned that Dr. Carson, I think his name is, said, why isn't Marlena JJ's therapist?
That's funny.
Hello? Why is it Marlena? I mean, we don't know, but there's a new therapist that came in, I think, just maybe just for the episode. I don't know. We only seen him once. And JJ's talking to him about the whole Kayla Jack issues.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So.
Huh. Well.
And Eve went and kicked Paige off to Shane's bedside because Shane had some kind of heart surgery.
Oh, okay.
And, yeah, Kim's only here for a brief moment, girls.
Yeah.
She's just here for a Christmas visit. And the girls are in the chat room talking about it. She's only here for a brief visit. So I wish we could see her for a longer time. I think Teresa's going to really need her mom soon. She's needed her for a while now. She needs her mom there a lot more.
Yeah.
So.
And I just really don't care about Eve. I just haven't been able to get into that redo of that character.
Well, yeah, Eve and Paige are off in, I guess, California, wherever Shane is.
Uh-huh.
And JJ is doing therapy, so they're, and then Kimberly will be coming to town to see Teresa, so.
Well, it should be interesting. I guess that's how they kept Charles Shaughnessy from coming back with her, huh? That he's incapacitated somehow? Anyway, so, okay, well, that's cool.
And we've got a caller, so let me go ahead and pull the caller on real quick here. Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hi, guys.
Hello? Hey.
Hey.
Hey, baby. How you guys doing?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Actually, it's been such a crazy couple of weeks. I'm so glad to have my girls back. I mean, I had wisdom teeth removed and
oh dear,
death in the family and
oh,
I also, and I actually have some wonderful news for you guys that I wanted to unveil on your show. I have been cast in a movie. It is called The 89th Key. That is all the information that I have right now, but I start filming it in February.
Oh,
and I'm super, super excited.
Oh,
super,
that is
super
great.
Excited.
That is
yeah.
Awesome. Okay, congrats.
Super, super excited.
Did that come out of the American Idol deal? Or, I mean, was that something that came out after that? Or?
You know what? It was kind of interesting. To be honest, I don't know. But what I will tell you is that the director found me on Facebook and sent me an email first. And he said, uh-huh. You know, I have a movie that I've written, and I have a part in a movie that I think you'll be fantastic for. But I want to invite you to an audition. And so, you know, I graciously accepted. Okay, now this is the interesting part. Okay, when I get to the audition, okay, you have all of these SAG actors, the Screen Actors Guild actors,
uh-huh.
and all of the actors that are equity actors, right? So
uh-huh.
you have all that going on, and this guy told me himself, I blew him away. I blew him away.
Oh,
and
Ken, that's awesome.
That validated, you know, really, you know, you know how sometimes you have those moments where you're like, you know,
mm-hmm.
I'm hoping I'm doing the right thing. I'm hoping I'm doing the right thing. And that validated that has validated. You know, my career
right.
and my work for me. So, you know, it just comes to show you, you know, having titles don't necessarily mean anything.
Right.
Don't mean don't mean anything.
Right.
If you're good for the part, you're just good for the part. And so so we start our read through tomorrow. So I will definitely be keeping everybody updated on what's going on
on
with Twitter. And I want to apologize to you guys as well because I don't
apologize.
I don't tweet things like I should. It's been a lot going on, but I want to let you guys know that I do see all of your tweets, and I love you guys so much. I want you guys to really know that, you know, no matter what happens in my career, you know, you guys will be involved with things that I'm doing.
Awesome.
So I just want you guys to know that.
We love you a lot. Thank you.
In the chat room, everybody's congratulating you. After they said hello to you, then they're congratulating you, and now they're saying that it's time for you to get into days now.
You know what? I was getting ready to get right into days, so you know, we all think just alike. What I find interesting most.
No, I think they mean that you need to actually get on to days.
Days of all
like, you.
Oh,
okay.
Oh.
Like, you need to get a part on Days of Our Lives.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
We're not trying to shut you up and make you talk about Days. Oh. We're trying to get you on Days.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, I honestly believe, it'll happen when it should, you know. Timing is everything, and I never really could understand that. Okay, because I hate Arkansas. I just want it to be known. I hate Arkansas. I hate it with a passion, and the reason why I do is because, you know, it seems like it's a holdback state, and I kind of understand where Clyde comes from because because he's from Missouri. That's the Show Me State. So you got the Show Me State, and you have the Hold Me Back State, which is Arkansas. Okay, because you know when you have done all you can do in your career and life and stuff, Arkansas is a state you want to come to because it's so slow. You know, they're so behind the times on things. I mean, we're just now getting, like, the Come and Go gas stations here. I'm like, really? we're just now getting the Krispy Kremes and the Dunkin' Donuts. Really? I'm like, okay, only in Arkansas you get things 20 years later and they label it as brand new. Really?
Honey.
You're
funny. Oh man.
Can I rank myself personally from all the last few weeks that we've watched? I ranked the Will, Sonny, and Paul Narita as the number one storyline that I really paid attention to this last few weeks. So, what did you think of all of them? Is that do you
Absolutely.
Agree with that?
Okay. You know what? I don't know if you guys remember this, but remember I said it was time to take the Will and Sonny story to the next level. Little did I know that was yet to come. because he was flirting with all the girls and everything, and then the next thing you know, he gets up out of their bed and takes
and
a little fine ass. He takes his fine ass into that room and then lock it, child.
Yeah.
I mean, really?
I want somebody to
lock me in the closet with them. You think I ain't gonna know how to? They gonna know I'm in there, honey. We're gonna be in there doing. We're gonna be in there working. So I'm talking about. Yes.
Yeah.
I love it.
Paul locked the door too.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, that's what I'm talking about. Lock the door so I can't get away. That's what I'm talking about.
Ooh. So, yeah, I like that storyline.
Really,
I think I think that's the one that's really kept me going those last few weeks.
That really blew me away, and I'm just like, okay, okay, why is this happening? And then Will pops back into town, and then you know he ends up talking to the magazine lady, and lo and behold, she has this wonderful story that that she wants him to write, and I just like, oh.
Oh, no.
It has just gotten real. And and so that's been a lot of fun to watch. So I'm really interested to see what comes from that. And you know, and I see the umbrella story happening again. A lot of the umbrellas because now you have two things going on. You have Sonny and Paul, and now you have Sonny and Chad thing going on, Chad screwing them around.
Mm-hmm.
And then Victor and Kate getting involved, and you got Kate and Clyde, and, you know, it's just a lot of different things going on at the same time. And I kind of want
to... Yeah, I'm seeing things come back to life suddenly at the end of this week. We can suddenly see that there's actually light at the end of this tunnel, because we've been in kind of a slump. It was really hard to try to talk about the show myself. I'm sure everybody noticed that today. It was really hard to try to...
Yeah, it is hard to talk about it, most of it.
It was hard to talk about it. It was hard to catch up, because I don't want to say anything bad about it, because I love the show. But
yeah, I understand.
And I think that there's a light at the end of the tunnel. Melanie coming back really lit up the screen, you know, and we got to see a lot more of Maggie and Victor, and then now you're opening up these storylines. You know, the Will and Sonny one is really the big one. And then you've got the Clyde and Kate one would be another really big one, and the Hope and Aiden one is opening up even. So there's a lot of potential right now.
You know, the one thing I have yet to figure out is what's the purpose of for Clyde to therapy. I mean, I can feel.
That was on my mind. I mean, Clyde's doing therapy and JJ's doing therapy. You've got two people doing therapy, and for once they're not both with Marlena. But
Clyde's was with Marlena.
Clyde's is with Marlena, but they're not both with Marlena. JJ's got his own. That I didn't understand. Jamie, I think one of the girls in the chat room said the same thing. They didn't understand why JJ wasn't with Marlena. Normally, we see everybody with Marlena. So I think I
can ask that question. Really, when you really think about it, as a therapist, Jennifer probably thought, and this is...
Taylor's a Brady, and so is Marlena, so...
Yeah.
Marlena was married to Roman, so she's technically a sister-in-law to... Yeah, there you go.
And so
she'd technically
you know,
be the in-law to an aunt-in-law to JJ. So, that makes more sense.
Jennifer has a brain after all, and she's doing a little bit better with them dresses. I ain't had too much to say because I saw her. She's doing a little bit better. And you wanted somebody that was not attached to the history of Jack too, because you know, if it was Marlena, she would have a biased opinion. It wouldn't be clear cut, you know. And with Clyde being with Marlena makes a lot of sense because she doesn't know him, but Marlena is a very good judge of character because when you see how she looks at Clyde, she almost looks like as if she knows that there's something not quite right with him, but she doesn't really say. So it's not what you say, it's what you don't say, and so. You know, her looking at Clyde makes a lot of, you know, it's triggering something else. And then with Melanie coming back, I just loved how she handled Teresa.
Oh, yeah.
But That was fun. I said, damn it, girl. Yes. I said, damn. I said, that's
yeah,
what I'm
I
talking about.
Yeah, I loved the Melanie storyline, and I'm hoping that they keep something going with that because it kind of bottomed out so quickly with the casino being over at this point. I don't know what story. I think it's Brady they're going to go into now, but I love Melanie coming back. That was an awesome one.
Yes, and at first I was thinking they were going to start Teresa and Melanie off as friends because they hit it out the first time, and then. So Brady told me what you did about what Timmy told me what you did and X, Y, and Z. It was a lot of fun. I'm just like, oh my God, I'm so glad she's back. You know, because before she might have been on a tad bit boring side. I'm talking about like falling asleep boring. But it now so this, you know, she has a little bit more of an edge to her. She's not. You know, I never saw Melanie as being a damsel in distress, somebody that wanting to be saved. You know, she has some toughness about her that I don't think was there before. So and it's very subtle, and I like it. I like it a lot, and I don't know how they're going to use that. And so that's going to be interesting. And I was thinking, I said, you know, she would be a good pairing for Brady, but I don't know now since Brady's not technically. I'm still confused because is Brady not related to them anymore?
Why would Brady be related to them?
Because he's still calling Maggie Aunt Maggie, and Maggie is Melanie's grandmother. Is that correct?
But Maggie was never his grandmother, was she? Well,
no.
She is now marriage, but I mean biologically he's not related to them.
She's not related to Maggie.
He's not related to Maggie biologically at all, ever. He was a Brady. He was a Brady and a Demira, and a Kiriakis.
Okay.
Victor's daughter, Isabella. That's his mom. And then John is his dad. John was a Brady and a Demira, and Isabella was Kiriakis. So, he was never related to the Hortons.
Okay. Because that clears that up. Because I'm like, I would really love to. She would do well with Brady, but I don't know if they would go there because maybe they know so much about each other. But you know all of Brady's relationships, the women that he has been with have been screw jobs. But it's different with Melanie. So I really love those two together, and they have shared a kiss in the past. So, I don't know, I'm kind of hoping that they, you know, will kind of move forward with that. And then you have the Serena girl. I like her. I really like her.
Well, I said that
I've
earlier,
always,
too. I don't know if you heard me or not. I actually like her with Eric.
Yeah, I've seen her. I think she was on One Life to Live or one of them things. And
oh,
she
oh
was
God,
not.
At,
okay. And she was. It was. She was not as. She's more watchable on Days than she was on All My Children. She was a little bit boring, but at the same time, she says herself that she actually likes her. The Serena character more because she has an edge and she's not really afraid. You know, she'll get in people's faces and she'll say how she feels and stuff like that. I like that. But I'm really liking the space that we're in right now. I think we are in a great space. I just think some things need to move along, and then now you have. I know how some folks feel about race. No, I do understand that, but you have. I mean, it's just all these umbrella stories tied in together because now Ray's going to go after Chad. He's going to go after
Clyde
and all these other things. And so I'm just like, where to turn? Because it's so many pokers in the fire, so to speak.
Yeah, there's so many directions the stories can take at this point that it's actually starting to come back to a spot where it could get interesting now. It was like they had to tie up all their loose ends, I guess you could say. So.
Yeah, and actually, that's the way it actually seemed for a little while because Sammy and EJ had left, and that had been the majority of the thing. And you know what? I have not mentioned or said their name not once since this whole entire week, and. To be honest, I love Sammy and EJ, but I don't miss them right now. I really don't because, I mean, look at what you it's too much juice right now. It's too much juice going on. And, so I really don't miss them, so to speak, because you have so many there will be more of a distraction than anything else because you have all these stories going on. So that's going to be interesting, really interesting. And the whole E storyline or whatever the case with that may be, that's getting ready to come out.
I don't even like the whole Eve and JJ slept together thing. I think we discussed that already, though. But I don't even like that whole. And now it's just I don't know. I really liked the JJ and Paige innocence, and just now it just seems so. I don't know. I'm hoping something gets better with that one. I don't like that. I don't like that Eve slept with him. I just don't.
Yeah, I still ask myself, what's the purpose? What was the purpose for that? But I don't. Maybe we'll find out later down the line. But
other than to keep Paige and JJ apart, I don't know yet. Hopefully, we'll find out something else.
I mean, of all things, that might not even break them up. I mean, who knows? But if you have done that and then...
Oh, I don't know. If my boyfriend slept with my mother, I don't think that could ever... No. I don't think I could get over that. I don't think I could move past that. I don't know if anybody else could, but I don't think I could.
Well, I understand how you feel. I'm just my whole thing is, where do you go from there? Because if that's like putting all your eggs in one basket. Because then what else would you have Eve to do? She's already considered wealthy because Victor gave her all that money. But at the same time, when the secret is exposed, then what do you do? She may leave the show. True O'Brien may leave the show, or whatever the case may be. But, what are you going to do when Eve's there? Is that like a black hole?
I don't know.
That's one of those things. So hopefully,
I don't know, but we've got other storylines too, and I like seeing them. I just didn't like that one little spot. But I don't know.
Yeah, and I'm intrigued to see what happens with the Aiden storyline.
I was actually thinking about it this week, and I was realizing that General Hospital's done two of those storylines now, the embryo switch, so.
Dave just did it better, that's all. That's how it is. You know, we were the masters of doing that during James E. Riley time. He did that. I mean, he was fabulous at doing that, but he could never finish the storyline to save his life. I'm just saying. But I'm interested
interested in that too. I want to see what Kristen does when she comes back. But that's months down the line now.
Yeah, and I'm just like, what's the purpose of that girl just calling us out the blue like that? I mean, I'm like, really? Because we invested almost a year into Aiden and Hope getting together, and now
just shows up out of the blue. I don't know who other than to deliver that horrible news to Hope that, you know.
God have mercy.
So.
But in all, I'm loving it. It was great to see Aloma back in the hospital, running and doing things. I will give Jennifer her props for the one scene that she did when she talked about when she was talking with Ann Milbauer and Teresa, it was too funny. She's like, Teresa said, Melanie's back in town, and she's every bit as nasty. And you know, she didn't say this verbatim because I don't remember exactly, but she said, you know, you should have a lot to worry about because you're not just going to be able to do what you want. with Melanie, because she's not afraid of you, and she mm-hmm. would go toe to toe with you, so to speak. And I thought that was funny. It was just like all the air was just let out of her face, out of Teresa and Milburn's face. And can we find her a man, Ann Milburn? Can we find her a
Ann
man?
Ann Milburn needs a man. Yes. Yes.
She needs one.
Her and Teresa had that brief talk about how, because Teresa thinks that Paul is all into her, and Anne wants Teresa to set her up with Paul's manager. So there was talk that she wants. If you saw that particular moment, it was just a quick moment between them. And that was that she wanted Teresa to set her up with Paul's manager. So there was definitely talk that Anne's looking for a man.
Ooh, I can't wait to see the expression on her face when Teresa finds out that the
when
man
Teresa
that she
finds out about Paul. Yeah.
You know what? I said, well, you know what? She sure know how to pick them, don't she?
That's going to be good.
Oh, I'll be honest. I didn't see that one coming. I really did.
I didn't see that coming either. I actually thought, when we first saw Paul, I thought it was going to be a Paul, Abby, Teresa story. But no, that just took a whole new shift.
I was trying to watch GH at the same time, and when I actually turned back, I saw them kissing. I said, "Whoa!" I said, "What happened?" And so I'm like, "He was just hitting on Teresa, now hearing that kissing Will." I said, "Now what the?" I mean, not Will, but son. I'm like, what's really going on? Oh, Lord have mercy. Everybody knee deep in. Knee deep in all these stories, because this is so many things going on. So
well,
I'm
looking forward to seeing them open up and bloom now. So.
Yeah, I'm loving it.
I think that's pretty much about all of the stories right now, isn't it?
I think that covers it.
I'd like to see more Lucas come back soon, but
you know what?
I think he's going to be coming back. I think we'll be seeing more of him soon.
You know, there was an interview. He said that there is a major. They got a major storyline coming up for him, and it's that's kind of totally out. Well, it's just completely out there, and that his character has never done before, and I'm almost scared because I don't know what. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, now you got me scared. I can't think of too much Lucas has not done.
I don't know, but it's supposed to be a major storyline, and he's supposed to be involved with somebody, and it's supposed to be interesting. It's definitely going to keep our attention yet again. So.
Okay. Is there anything else?
I can't think of anything. I was enjoying listening to you guys because I hadn't seen very much of the show lately.
Yeah.
It actually sounds better having you guys describe it than what I had heard. So. I'm actually looking forward to going back and watching it now.
Yeah, I mean it's not bad. It's good. It's just a matter of it's opening up avenues that we didn't have before. It was kind of like you had a closed door for a while, and so you're just kind of sitting here as everything gets a buildup. And so now we're starting to watch it. We've seen the door open, and now we got to see where it takes us.
Yep.
So
all right.
So that'll be interesting. I call it a slump, but I think that the door has opened at this point and they have room to start moving around. So.
Yep.
So.
All right.
Okay, well, thank you.
Well, great.
You,
well, thanks, everybody. All right.
Thanks,
have a good
Anna,
week.
And thanks,
thanks
Kenneth.
For calling,
and
Kenneth.
You guys, have a great week.
Oh,
Jen and Jamie in the chat room.
Jen and Jamie in the chat room, thank you.
Thank all you guys for having me, Jen and Jamie, and all my girls. I hold you guys in high regard in my heart, and I do, and I want you guys to know. I pray for you guys every day. I do. I have my little circle of friends, and I say, God, take care of them. Make sure all their needs are met every day. And I say that because I do care about you guys, and although we've never met, we are an extension.
We're family.
You're family.
Yeah.
We definitely
miss you.
Oh no, no problem. My life is an open book, and you know if you girls ever need anything, you know you can always hit me up, inbox me. Twitter me or something like that, you know, whatever.
And I'm really excited to hear more about the movie.
Yeah,
so.
Keep us posted on it.
I definitely will. I'll probably grab some pictures tomorrow, and put them up on Twitter. So.
All right.
That'll be awesome. Okay.
All right.
Take care, guys.
All right, good night.
Take care, too.
Bye-bye. Good night.
Bye-bye.
Good night. Bye.